Wisconsin's mandatory arrest law requires an arrest in domestic abuse cases if law enforcement is able to identify a primary physical aggressor. But the new bill's authors say the term primary has led to some confusion for law enforcement officials. Karen Quinlisk, executive director of the Domestic Violence Intervention Project, says misinterpretation has led to the victim sometimes being arrested.
Some people have taken it to mean that the first person who does any violence is the one that necessarily gets arrested. And of course, what we find in the real world is that that isn't necessarily true. Sometimes the first blow is in self-defense.
State Representative Donald Frisky, one of the bill's authors, says the new term, predominant physical aggressor, is less ambiguous.
Predominant has a very specific definition as opposed to primary, which can be interpreted as either first or the most aggressive, depending on the individual that's interpreting the word primary. We just wanted to go ahead and give a very clear definition as far as the intent of the law.
Frisky says in addition to the new language, the bill allows police to consider statements by witnesses, threats of harm against household members, and whether a person acted in self-defense. Frisky says the changes offer new tools to law enforcement. The bill is expected to pass both the Assembly and the House in the fall. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.